Blog Talk Radio.
Position your organization at the forefront of the most dynamic business and consumer fest this side of the Caribbean at the Go Caribbean Business and Investment Expo in Brooklyn, New York. Attend 2 days, September 22nd and the 23rd. Both days will boast dynamic networking, info sharing sessions, and stimulating opportunities for business brought to you by New York's own Anger Strategy Group. Learn about import-export, the region's move toward clean energy, and how you can get in on new innovations taking place in the Caribbean. That's Monday and Tuesday, September 22nd and the 23rd, at Brooklyn's Restoration Plaza, 1368 Fulton Street. Register today at www.gocaribbeanexpo.com. The Go Caribbean Expo in Brooklyn, New York.
Are you a business owner who's trying to sort through the social media maze? Do the terms search engine optimization and inbound marketing strategies leave you frustrated and confused? Then you should contact CRM at www.christoph-rauch.de and let analyst Christoph Rauch turn your confusion to clarity. Increase your online rankings on major social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Chris will provide you with an in-depth analysis and marketing solutions as it relates to your business, your competition, and your target audience. Improve the online presence of your business today. Log on to christoph-rauch.de. Digital marketing, the way to connect.
Get out! I'm naked!
The Naked Truth.
Well, hello, and welcome to The Naked Truth. We're back. This is our September show. We've been doing our monthly shows from August. We have moved to a monthly schedule. So this is exciting. We're on the air again. Really, really cool. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to The Naked Truth. This is our signature talk show on the NEWD radio platform, where we're bearing all to expose truth. So many times we hide behind society, culture, religion, we deceive ourselves. We're not 100% truthful, and we don't believe in that on this show. We believe if you are slightly offended, it's okay, because we're only talking the naked truth. You're hearing us on the audio companion to newdmagazine.com, the source for the spiritually attuned 20-something urbanite. And today we're talking with a new lead actress in OWNS, If Loving You Is Wrong, written by Tyler Perry and directed also by Tyler Perry. Her name is Edwina Findlay. That interview is coming at you in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. On every show, we invite you, the listener, to engage with us in real time and even on your downtime via on-demand episodes, via blogtalkradio.com/NEWD, via Twitter, via Facebook. And we're just welcoming you and thanking you for being on. So at any point, if you want to get in on the action, don't hesitate. You can always log in and chat with us or Skype in. And the number here is 646-727-1706, and we'll get your questions and or comments on the air live, all right? So, what's up first? It's Facebook shout-outs! Oh, yeah. And I like to give these shout-outs because it really helps our listeners know that we love them. We thank them for being here. We enjoy their presence. So here's happy birthday. All right. That's Stevie. Okay. All right, Stevie, thanks for the intro. Appreciate it. this is our birthday segment here on The Naked Truth, and we share all of this time with you, our listeners. Our hosts for today are on with us. Tasha Phipps is one of them. Tasha.
Hey, Pooh. How are you, darling?
Yes, ma'am.
I see you. I see you. Thanks for joining us. You know, we've had you on a few times on The Naked Truth, but Love 101 was really your flagship. So we thank you for joining us on The Naked Truth. And, of course, you're just going to bring such color to today's show. Can't wait.
Of course, ma'am. Of course.
So
I'm so excited to be on with you guys today. And you guys know that this is Tasha Lady T. Phipps coming to you live from the MIA. So
yeah.
I'm excited to be on with you guys.
Well, Tasha, I hope that you have some birthday shout-outs that you can share, because I have a few, and I'd like to just wish these people a very special birthday. Happy birthday to Jerry Desravines. Happy birthday to Amani Murray. And happy birthday to my favorite singer, Botswana girl, Setunya Maile, in Botswana. You're awesome. You're such a wonderful young woman. Example, model, radio personality, host, singer. You're just so great. Happy birthday, Stunia. Okay. What about you, Tasha Phipps?
Well,
happy
I'm
birthday.
So excited that Edwina's here that I'm just going to say it's my birthday today, and it'll be
what?
Till the end of till November 14th, 1980. But I'm so excited, you guys. I think I'm celebrating every day. But let me see. Birthday shout-outs. I only have one, and that is my girl, Kanisha Levy. She is 33 today, and so I'm excited for her. We grew up together, and she is such the bomb diggity out there in Fort Worth, Texas. So happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. And you guys know, if you want to get a special birthday shout-out, and if your birthday lands on the day that we do The Naked Truth, we will be so excited to wish you a very special birthday and make it poppin' for you. Make it special for you. You know what I mean? Make it special. Oh, I have to give a very special birthday shout out to someone else. I forgot. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. My first friend when I first moved to Kingdom Life Ministries International in Brooklyn, New York, I had one of my first friends, and he was this guy who always talked about, you know, how to manage your money and all this stuff. And he's now one of my very good friends. I have to wish him a special birthday shout out. James Riley. He's my investment banker. He's my good friend. Also a mighty man of God. And he preached at church on Sunday, and we were like, what? We were totally blessed. Thank you so much, James, for blessing us. All right, so that's my birthday shout-out. Now, we're joined by also another mighty man of God. He's going to be guest hosting today on The Naked Truth. His name is Toby Ate. Toby, thanks so much
What's up?
Yes, what's up? Toby, we're giving some birthday shout-outs to our fans out there. Do you have anyone that you want to shout-out for their birthday?
Yes. Miriam Hamilton, happy birthday, girl. Jen Bressy, happy birthday. Sarah Ianoe, happy birthday. I know you're doing big things in Texas. And Mel Hope Melody, happy birthday as well.
Whoa, yeah. You have a lot of friends. I mean, Toby.
That's right.
How many friends do you have, Toby? My goodness.
He has friends
and fans. I mean, Toby's life coach. He's the founder of I Just Met Me. He has been doing workshops and seminars all over the country. So people know him. So I'm sorry. My little three birthday shout-outs, measly in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, my little one.
Be quiet.
I only shout out the ones that I really like. That's what it is.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much, Toby, for being on. Well, let's move to current events. There's a lot going on in the world.
I try actually to not get so overwhelmed with what's going on in the world, but a couple of things that I know that are kind of pertinent to what's going on where I'm from in Africa. Of course, like we always talk about the Boko Haram issue. We still have not been able to get a foothold on what's going on with this folks, and the government is really having a hard time to bringing them in order. And I something just my spirit is just kind of a little frazzled because it's like, this is going on in the Middle East, this is going on in Africa, this is, I mean, it's like, how much longer is this going to go on where extremists can just do things like that? And I'm just hoping that the world comes to a better place, but it's getting worse, not better. Exactly. So it's just a thing of concern right now. And lastly, you know what? The thought that I went to bed with last night was thinking, if extremists who are killing people and so passionate about evil are so passionate, why can't I be passionate about love? Why can't I be passionate about Christ and about...
That's what I was thinking about yesterday too. Jeez. Aww, that's so cute. Yeah, and about peace. I mean, seriously, flip it over. Why can't they just turn their negatives into positives?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
is wreaking havoc in the Middle East, and we have all these terrorists involved. Why can't we be as radical and be as excited and enthusiastic? It warmed my heart because I was walking down the street from Borough Manhattan Community College, where I teach, and I was walking, and normally you hear, you know, kids like cursing out teachers, talking about how they, you know, threaten the lives of teachers for giving them these bad grades. You hear them all as you're walking down this path. And down the path, there were two students who were singing, "Rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory." I was like, whoa. What
wow.
a difference from the students who are always cursing out people. That was amazing. So I joined them. I was like,
nice.
In the middle of all of this negativity and poison, I'm so happy that we can rise, shine, and give God the glory. So I was clapping along with them and singing. They didn't expect that.
That's
somebody
awesome.
To come out of the woodworks.
Is this lady crazy, or is she?
But in comparison, if we look at what is going on in the world, if they can be so passionate about evil, we can be just as passionate about Christ. And I thank you for
Absolutely.
That, Toby.
Absolutely.
So I have to share some news because, you know, I always liked Scotland. I always thought they had cool accents and cool, you know, kilts and bagpipes. And I've always enjoyed the fact that they were part of the United Kingdom, you know? You can kind of go from England to Ireland, go to Wales and Scotland. And, you know, I always enjoyed that. So I was not for the Scottish independence referendum. I wasn't. And I'm happy to announce that Scotland is still a part of the United Kingdom. No, they are not an independent nation, and even though the Scots, some of them, wanted, the Scots are still a part of the UK.
Congratulations.
Yay! Congratulations! we actually really think it was going to happen? No. All right. Yeah, the Czech Republic got it, but no, we didn't think that it was actually going to happen. And there were a lot of banks that were going to pull out of Scotland if they moved from the UK. It was just going to be a whole big mess. So thank you to the Scots for voting to be still a part of the UK. All right, something else going on in the world. I have to share that for those of you who are interested in Caribbean business, investment, the clean energy movement that's going on in the Caribbean, the fact that there are so many opportunities for you to get in on new technology ventures going on in the Caribbean, come out, because we're going to be there. Our parent company will be there stationed at this expo. We're one of the media sponsors. It's called the Go Caribbean Business and Investment Expo in Brooklyn, New York. 2 days, September 22nd and the 23rd. Good networking, good info sharing, lots of great workshops. And cool thing, we just heard the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago will be present at the conference. Very cool
wow.
to have a head of state there. Yeah, I know. And the fact is, she's the first female Prime Minister. Just like a first female Prime Minister in Jamaica, Portia Simpson. And then, you know, you have some great female heads of state all over them. Female head of state in Liberia. So I love that women are really taking control of nations. And so,
exactly.
Yeah. So she'll be there, Prime Minister of TNT, Trinidad and Tobago. So if you want to be there with us, just register at GoCaribbeanExpo.com. It's going to be at the Brooklyn Restoration Plaza. All right, guys. So that's it for current events. Hope you've been informed. We'll be coming back to you with some love to hate, so don't go anywhere and stay tuned for our interview with Edwina Findlay. You won't regret that.
Can't wait.
And of course, if you have your questions or comments, dial in 646-727-1706. Here's Cool Temper. Cool Temper by Jay Martin.
Yes, I, Jay Martin.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Now what did they happen? Why you they worry? Life for now, Jeje. So just try to take them softly.
Come on.
Even if you lose, stay with some of money.
Okay.
No matter the problem, never let them weigh you down. Hey. If you believe, you go defeat. Stand up to your feet and say no to your defeat. Believe in me, I say. This be your girlfriend,
three.
Or maybe your wifey. She dey play you while yo. She dey sleep around with your friend.
Ha.
Cool your temper. I say make you know they think I'm.
Okay.
No matter the weather, hey my brother, try forget them. Hey, if you believe, you go defeat. Stand up to your feet and say no to your defeat. Believe and do the best. Only Javi to the rest. You fit speediness. Believe in me, I say. Kulu kulu mama. Kulu kulu papa. Kulu kulu brother. Kulu kulu sister. Kulu kulu auntie. Kulu kulu uncle. Kulu kulu kulu. Sugar,
come on.
Food is sweet,
eh?
But God is fast.
Hey,
let's see and see. That the Lord is so good. Hey, if you believe, you go defeat. Stand up to your feet and say no to your defeat. Believe and do the best. Only Jah to the rest. You fit speediness. Believe in me, I say.
Make your bed, oh.
Not so you lie on top.
Yeah.
Love me your neighbor, oh. I still love your baby.
Yes.
Vanity is vanity. Everything is vanity.
Now matter of time, oh.
All of them go by most of one day.
Come on.
If you believe, you go defeat. Stand up to your feet and say no to your defeat. Believe.
Oh. Hated it.
That's what's up.
Love
to hate.
Well, here's our Love to Hate segment. Every week on Love to Hate, we hip you to a new trend or a cultural phenomenon that really grates on us, so much so that we deem it only fair to grate on you, the listener, as well. So we have Tasha Phipps here, our guest host today on The Naked Truth, and it's exciting because she's always ranting and raving about something. Tasha Phipps, what you love to hate?
Okay, love to hate. So a lot of times, you know, you get into relationships and you've been together for a couple of months and you get a guy and, you know, he says something to you like, you know, babe, if I asked you to marry me, would you? Okay, that's what I love to hate. All right, now, you're not supposed to chicken out like that. You're not supposed to check and see if that's what she's going to say. Are you going to say yes? Are you guys scared of rejection? What's going on? No, you're supposed to get down on one knee like they do in the movies with the ring and say, will you marry me? No. The new age man basically says, he tries to drop hints, you know, while you're just laying there. He's like, well, if I asked you, would you say yes? Because they're scared of rejection. And so that has happened too many times to me. And I didn't realize until this week, no one's ever asked me to marry them. All they did was say, no one's really ever proposed. What they really did was say, babe, if I asked you to marry me, would you say yes? That happened to me on two occasions.
What?
And I always thought that, you know, I had men who, you know, basically proposed. But I realized this week from a friend of mine's in Philadelphia, no one's ever proposed
at all.
Exactly. So us modern day women, we think, oh, you know what? He's acting because he doesn't want to be rejected. No. You're supposed to be the man. You're supposed to take the rejection if it comes.
Seriously, please answer that because I've always wanted to know how much do you have
to
trust
the courage? So if he doesn't come with a ring on his knee, that is not a proposal. And men have tricked us into believing that they have.
Is it okay for him to check? That's what I want to know.
What he needs to be checking non-verbally.
Oh.
Right?
Don't ask me the question. That's what I'm saying. Don't be asking
me He needs to marry. By the time, here's the thing that a lot of women don't understand, though. By the time a man proposes to you, for him, it's as good as being married. Right? Sometimes it takes a little bit longer for the man to kind of come out. You kind of want him, hey, why haven't you proposed yet? That's a whole new conversation. But by the time he proposes, he needs to not be verbally checking if you say yes. He just needs to own that and ask you and let you know why and give you his vision and let you know all the great reasons why you will be the queen by his side, and that's it. There is no asking.
That's what I love to hate, because I think that men now in today's society, because they're scared of rejection, because they don't want to spend any money on a ring, what they do is they're checking by asking the question before they ask the question. So they're like, listen, I am not going to go out there and spend half my paycheck on this ring and this woman says no to me in public. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask her, if I ask you to marry me, will you say yes?
I love to hate that.
No, I just hate to hate that. Like, that shouldn't even be happening. I hate to hate that. So anyway, I got a new revelation on that one right there. But yeah.
No, that
if
was
a man,
a good one, though. That's happened to me before, too. So that was a good one. And
yeah,
I thank you for shedding light on that.
Yeah, they don't want to be rejected. No, you don't ask me any questions. Get on one knee with the ring.
But
and then
you talk about how it's like that in the
yes
movies,
no.
though. I don't know if life is, like, as clean as it is in the movies, though, Toby. And so I'm sorry. As much as she'd like to see it happen that way, it probably doesn't happen as sweetly as that. I'm sorry.
You propose like that, Toby? Did you just get down on one knee and say, will you marry me, baby? Basically all throughout the relationship at different milestones, you said, well, what do you think about marriage? What do you think about marrying me? And what do you think about us being married together?
No. I mean that's what you guys are doing. We definitely want to, you want to have an idea. Okay, am I at the point right now where if I ask her, she would say yes? But more importantly, you should be asking yourself as a man. Okay, am I at the point where I'm ready to be this lady's leader, protector, and all that stuff? And if that's where you're at, then you need to let her know. By your action, there shouldn't be a question in your mind whether, well, maybe she's going to say yes or no, because that's a fundamental, that means there's fundamentally things wrong with that relationship at that point. You should be asking a woman out, and she's saying, well, I guess, you know, this is it. She's going to say yes, and there's no way about it, because, you know, I'm the best thing. She's, you know.
You didn't drop no hints, Toby. You didn't, like, say, well, what do you think about us? And what do you think about marriage? And what do you think about us getting married?
Oh, those are definitely conversations. Those are definitely conversations you want to have, but not asking her, would you say yes? I want to know. Just as much as you want to know, am I the right man? I want to know if you're the right woman. I want to know if you have your mind on right, if you got your mind straight about marriage, if we're on the same page. Yeah, but by the time I ask you, trust me, I own this.
This is great segue into our interview with Edwina Findlay, because it's exactly what her character is going through on the new Tyler Perry show, If Loving You Is Wrong. And we're going to be coming back with that interview in just a little bit. Oh, does he want to marry me? Does he not? Does he want to marry me? Does he not? Oh, yes. We'll be back after this break.
When I rap, you know I have fun with it, but I really do it cause I'm kinda nice with it. Stereotypes rather have me just doing dishes, but the flow and the skills just prove different. God gets it, he all on it. Change the game in a song, I'm on it. No more judging, I just own it. Make the world look shallow, don't it? Hold it. It's the truth I'm grasping. Never seen a chick like me. I'm asking. Flashing signs when you see me passing. Hope you get these words I'm blasting. These female rappers rapping like they got no sense in them. I'm here to change it up a bit. I'm hoping I can strengthen them. Hoping to put lens in them so more ladies will step on it and make a difference once and for all. Tired of us blending in. Screw it, not doing it. All the haters out there keep doing it. See, I got more roles and a little bit of respect for myself. Won't ruin it. Applaud this movement, what an improvement. How many more will stand up and start doing it? Gotta prepare for the challenges coming. We're one of a kind, we're proving it. Break out my shell, can you tell I'm hype? This a new day, gonna get it right. Everybody shout with all your might. We breaking stereotypes.
Breaking stereotypes. Breaking stereotypes.
I'm not my gender, my color, or my class.
Breaking stereotypes. Breaking stereotypes.
And get your mind right, daughter. Get your mind right.
Breaking stereotypes.
What I don't like.
What's that?
Then I feel like I've been stereotyped my whole life.
Burn.
Hit me so tight, chip on my shoulders, can you blame me? Tried every single way, threw everything my way, but still couldn't break me. It's your fault.
Your fault.
And my will is so strong. I guess I should thank you, huh?
Thank you.
While I'm killing this song, feeling these emotions. Kill your preconceived notions. You have no idea.
That was I Break Stereotypes by Hee-Sun Lee featuring MC Jin. Thank you, Hee-Sun, for showing us what it means to break stereotypes as an amazing female Korean rapper. You're awesome. Well, we're getting right into our interview. And of course, you guys have been on pins and needles waiting for this moment, as we've been talking about it on Facebook, on Twitter, all over social media. We're excited because Tyler Perry's new primetime drama, If Loving You Is Wrong, premiered last week. It was on Tuesday on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. And Tyler Perry, it's Tyler Perry's second television drama on OWN. It's joining the highly successful The Haves and the Have-Nots. A lot of people watch it. The premiere of If Loving You Is Wrong, get this, was the most watched series debut in OWN history, with close to 2 million people tuning in. So it has a diverse cast and storylines ranging from heartfelt to scandalous. The new drama takes viewers into the lives of a group of husbands, wives, and friends that live and love in the same middle-class neighborhood. Edwina Finley Dickerson plays Kelly, a mother to a little boy named Justice. Her boyfriend Travis, who is Justice's father, has been away for an entire year on a relief mission in Haiti. But Kelly believes that their reunion will bring with it a marriage proposal. Yes, ladies. She believes he's going to propose too. All right, so she impulsively buys her dream house for the family, unaware that Travis has other ideas for the future. We are in some trouble if this house has to be put back on the market. All right, we're excited. We welcome Edwina Finley Dickerson to the program today.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good
welcome.
Morning. Hello. Thank you.
Edwina, I'm really afraid. I mean, my mom and I were talking about this, and, you know, she's so funny because Tasha, she always relates stories back in Patois. So she said, how do a man go buy a house that she don't know if the man wants her? And she was saying, it was just hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Listening to my mom relate the story back in Patois is so funny. I said, yes, and I should go and buy a house. I should never know if the man wants her, if the man has so much success. She has him a girlfriend. Oh, my God.
Oh,
so
wow.
Thank you for being the subject of my home.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Edwina Finley Dickerson, you're playing this character, Kelly, on If Loving You Is Wrong. Tell us, how are you similar to Kelly, and how are you not similar to Kelly?
You know, I'm similar to Kelly in the sense that I'm optimistic. You know, I tend to think the best in people. I tend to think the best about life. She's a dreamer, and I'm a dreamer. You know, she dreams of having a nuclear family, of having a husband who loves her, a father to her 7-year-old son. She dreams of having a house you know, and just a home full of love. And I think there are very few women that can't relate to that. I think all of us, you know, have that dream of that knight in shining armor and, you know, being taken care of, especially when you're used to being independent. True. And I certainly was very independent. I've always been very independent. And I prided myself on being very independent. And then I met my husband.
Oh, yeah.
And he took me on a journey of understanding partnership, understanding vulnerability, understanding that I don't have to do everything myself. And I think that that's what Kelly is really yearning for.
Oh, yes. That's the story of every woman, for real. Tasha, you can also agree. Come
yes,
on.
I think Kelly was thinking faith is the substance of things hoped for. So she was trying to make
Hello?
That. She said faith without works is dead. So I'm going to put that house there. I'm going to put that house there because I put in my work. Right. Right. And he's going to just have to line up. You know what I mean? He's just going to have to receive what has been placed. You know, she was putting in the work and faith without works is dead.
Oh,
so she bought the house and was expecting him to work it out. But he didn't.
And people hate all her choices, but they walking around talking about name it and claim it. Well, that's what she
did. That's what she did.
She stepped the way out.
Right. Like I said, she should have did like the men do that I was talking about in the Love to Hate. If I buy a house, will you come? Like,
she did.
Right.
She did, actually. I mean,
she did, in the
first episode, she has a whole phone call with him, and he's in Haiti doing missionary work, and she's like, so what do you think about the house? And I emailed you, and I sent you this message, and he's like, oh, well, I don't get service out here. Well, I haven't been able to check email out here. You know, I'm in the midst of the rubble. And she's like, okay, well, let me tell you about it. So what do you think? And I think she just does not, she doesn't realize that he's hesitating, but he's
no, but
yeah,
Edwina,
because she,
Edwina,
because
I want to know,
so starry-eyed, you know, at
is
that
time. True? Is that similar to you though? Like the whole starry-eyed, is it okay? Like hint. Oh, come on. Are you? Do women do that? And do you see yourself?
You know, it's funny because Tyler was sharing with me this weekend how he and Oprah and Gail, you know, got into a whole conversation about it, you know, because they were like, well, why would she buy this house? And she doesn't know if the man wants them. And then Tyler was like, you remember such and such and so, and they were like, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she bought that house and she didn't know if the man wants it. He's like, right, exactly.
That's where he got it from. That was
you
the motivation.
These things are inspired by a lot of true life issues. And even with me, you know, God showed me 6 years before I got married that this particular man was my husband.
Wow.
And I didn't even know if that could happen to anyone. I had heard women say that, and I'm like, was that God or was that you?
Wow.
And then it happened to me, and I was stunned. And it was a whole other year until we dated. And then we dated for a year, and then we broke up. And then I moved across the country. And then I got to California, and I was receiving all these prophecies. Your husband's in New York, and this is what he does, and this is what he looks like.
What church was that? I need to attend that service. What church is that? Edwina, you better text me them details. Like, they telling you,
know,
you where the
so
man
I
at?
I do believe that if God tells you or reveals to you, you know, something with regards to your future or with regards to your mate, you know, you do have to listen, but you also have to subject that to God's timing and not your own. So sometimes I think we can step out and make decisions prematurely. And I know with me, with different words I've received, it's like, oh, okay, well, God's going to do this, so let me go and do that. It's like, well, he didn't say you go and do that. He just said, I'm going to do this. And so it requires, I think, a lot of patience.
Right.
And just closeness with God, just to be able to hear him, because I think there are a lot of us that step out too quickly to act on something, whereas it was really just put in our spirit to pray or to believe or to plan, but maybe not quite step out. And,
exactly.
And my character, Kelly, absolutely stepped out.
She stepped out. Like I said,
you can tune in this Tuesday to see what unfolds.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Like I said, if she was modern-day man who's scared of rejection, she would have said, if I build it, will you come? He would have came already. But anyway, I want to ask you, Edwina, you are very close friends on the show. So what is the camaraderie like on the set? It must be amazing.
You know, it's so great because it's such a diverse cast from all these different walks of life. And so in many ways, the art is really reflecting the life and the life is reflected the art. In the sense that, you know, we all met maybe a week or two before we began shooting. And for us, because our characters are such close friends, you know, we really wanted to spend time in one another's presence to get to know one another, you know, to share, to just open up ourselves, because that's really the journey that our characters take. And so the ladies, we went to dinner and we went to the spa and we got our nails done together, and then we connected with the men. We all went to dinner, you know. And so we really just developed a little family, you know, before and while we were shooting. And it's awesome because, I mean, there's one cast member from Mexico, and there's one cast member from, I think it's Michigan and Ohio, and one who's part Costa Rican, and another one that's all the way from the hood, and, you know, from Compton, and, you know, and it's like just all of these different, you know, inroads in our lives all coming together in this one place at this one time, and that's what's happening with the characters, too. And so I just love that our relationship, you know, off screen is really mirroring our relationship on screen.
That's really awesome. You know, that's just really, and it makes a huge difference. And when you're able to just, you know, put some of the nerves aside and just do the job and just, you know, just get the job done. And when you've got a huge support system of fellow cast members, it just makes it a lot easier. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Definitely.
Now I have to ask this, right? So the show is kind of steamy, right? I mean, that you know,
it is.
That first scene, you know, I mean the blood.
Hold on.
Rushing to the face and everything, you know. So how do you reconcile some of the ungodly choices of the characters with your Christian beliefs? How do you balance that?
You know, that is a really excellent question. For myself as an actress, what I'm really motivated by is telling the truth and being honest. And what I realize is that there are a lot of people on this planet from different walks of life that have a variety of worldviews, that make a variety of choices. I remember when I came out of college, I went to NYU and studied drama. I've been studying theater and drama for a long time. And one of the things that is kind of paramount when you begin working on a character is to not judge them, but to step into their shoes. Basically, it's on you to take their side. And when I say take their side, I don't mean necessarily in your own life, but as far as being able to honor who this person is and the reality of their choices so that you can play them with authenticity. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do is say, whereas Edwina may say, why would that person do that? Or how come that person's doing that? Or how come that person's dressing that way? Or, you know, it's easy for us to kind of from the outside looking in to judge people, to criticize people, to look at them side-eyed and keep walking, right? And then it's a much different experience to step into that person's shoes. And sometimes when you take a moment to step into that person's shoes, or even engage, if it's a stranger on the street and you say, oh, why does that girl have that skirt on like that? Sometimes when you take a moment to lovingly engage a person, you can find out things about them that you would never know if you simply judged them and kept walking.
That's great.
One of the blessings of being an actress is that I have a chance to step fully into the world, into the backstory of, you know, different characters whose decisions are different from my own, and find the place of healing that they may need in order to overcome certain challenges and situations.
This is true.
Because
the whole time we're thinking, what in the world are these two in the shed being married to other people? Why are they getting busy in the shed? Like, we're trying to figure this out. I wouldn't make this choice. And I want to.
Right. But then you think about things like, you know, it's funny because I get from a lot of, Christians, you know, want to know, well, how do you reconcile? And it's like, well, how do you reconcile David and Bathsheba? And how do you reconcile Samson and Delilah? How do you reconcile all of these stories in the Bible?
That's true.
Where it is quite seeming.
All right,
and
Songs of Solomon.
We're reading it in the context of church.
True.
You know, but when we really stop to think about, well, what was David going through, or what was Bathsheba, you know, what was happening, where were the places, you know, of strength, where are the places of weakness, and what are the lessons that we can walk away with our own lives?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is the value, is when, as Shakespeare would say, when the mirror is held up to nature and we're able to see ourselves and we're able to say, okay, what are the things that I'm doing right and what are the things that I need to, you know, maybe shift a little bit so that I don't end up in the shed.
Right.
I promise you, if he didn't come back from Haiti, Kelly gonna be in the shed because she gonna be like, "No, you didn't come to this house."
Well, yes, you definitely have to watch. It's you are gonna be in for a treat.
Right. Exactly. I believe
it's so true. No, I agree with that for real. What you just said, Edwina, because I know that I wouldn't make that choice. I'm thinking, okay, I wouldn't make that choice. But then I can learn from these people why it's important not to make the choice and how I should live to ensure I never have to be put in a position ever to make that choice.
And even how to minister to somebody who is making that choice. Because the truth is that, you know, while it's steamy and all these things, I dare any of us to say, well, I don't know anybody who's ever committed adultery. I don't know anybody who's ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all know people who are making these decisions every day. You understand what I'm saying? And so actually being able to be sensitive to that, I find valuable.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So, Edwina, like, what can we learn from this show? You talked about, like, we do know people like that. We know Kellys. We know people who are in the shed right now. I mean, they're not at work. They're in the shed.
That's just saying. Kelly is not in the shed. I just want to say.
Kelly
and Randall have their own tryst going on. And I, as Kelly, will politely excuse myself from all that drama.
I hear you. Kelly going to have a knife. When that man say he ain't coming into that house. No, let me stop. But, what can we learn from this show? Because a lot of people are watching it. Like you said, one of the highest shows for the first show on OWN. So what can people learn from it?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we can just examine the title, If Loving You Is Wrong. You know, even like you shared at the beginning, you were saying, well, you know, I thought I'd been proposed to all these times. But it turns out that people just ask me, what would you say if I did say that I wanted to marry you,
right?
And so there's a wisdom that you have now that you may not have necessarily started out with.
Who you telling? And 22, child, 22. So young, young and naive in college.
We've all grown, you know, as people, as women, as men. We've grown in the understanding of ourselves. We've grown in the context of our relationships, what we're worth, you know, what our value is. And I think that people in watching the show, you know, one of the universal themes is relationships. You know, you have one character who's in a domestic violence relationship. And I remember years ago I was doing a play, and I was playing the lead character, and it was based on the true story of this young lady who was in an abusive relationship for years and then ended up being murdered by her boyfriend and the father of her two children.
Wow.
And I remember when I first read it, I'm like, why did she stay? But then as the actress, I then have to answer that question, why did she stay? And in going through that journey and in researching, I discovered so many friends who had been in domestic violence relationships that I did not even know that they had been. You understand what I'm saying? So it opens up conversation and examination in a way that you just may not have done before. And so, you know, you have that going on. You know, my character's a professional and just wants love and is making decisions that could have been, I think, a little more thought out. And then you have a married couple. You know, you have Natalie, who's just super strong, and she has a few different kids by a few different dads. You know, she's struggling to make ends meet, but she's also so independent that she's resisting love, even though that's the biggest thing that she wants. And so I think for all the viewers, we will be able to see aspects of ourselves, especially in the context of relationship. And my hope is that we will really begin to examine the relationships that we're in and the relationships that we desire.
Right.
And really, really, really allow that thing to go down deep and figure out where we're making excellent decisions. And then also deciding, you know what, you know, I used to allow the men to just ask me, what would you do? You know what, now they do need to get down on one knee and they do need to put a ring on my finger.
That's
you
right.
know, and so now you know your worth and your value. And my hope is that many women and men come into that revelation, you know, after watching the show.
I'm really, really angry about the Esperanza, that whole triangle. Mm. I'm really angry about it. It makes my blood boil every time. She's the one who is being abused, or maybe it's not gotten that far, but it is abuse. It is abuse. So I was looking at this campaign that's now all over social media. It's like the hashtag Why I Stayed campaign, hashtag Why I Left campaign. And I know that Oprah's involved because Oprah was in an abusive relationship. She talked about that.
Mm.
And, you know, Tyler Perry was abused when he was younger. And I find this campaign really will help Meredith Vieira's involved. It really will help people get the word out about this issue. It's huge. So thank you to Tyler Perry for making this one of the situations that is addressed on this new drama. This is crazy.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. You know, it's great. It is a lot of relationship issues going on underneath the surface that people don't have an idea about until you step closer to find out. And you know what? That's where a lot of great script writers, you know, come into, who are really honest to the situations that people are going through, to make sure that they can bring those situations to life, you know. And you know, speaking of which, I want to know, Edwina, who in Hollywood are you dying to work with? And this doesn't have to be all just script writers, but in general, like, who are you dying to work with?
Well, that's a great question. There's so many artists in Hollywood that I admire. You know, I would love to work with Shonda Rhimes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'd love to work with Viola Davis. Viola and I are very close, and I love her as a person, and I love her as an actress. And
she's
it would
awesome.
Be wonderful to do a project together.
She's bold. Dude.
And, of course, I logically just thought of Shonda because, you know.
What?
Shonda is the truth right now. Like,
she's everything right now.
Right.
Everything
it's
right
awesome.
Now.
You know, it's like Shonda has three shows on primetime television. Tyler, this is his sixth. Installment.
Yeah.
This is his sixth television installment. You know, and I just love that, you know, I just think this is an era for just incredible writing, incredible opportunities for African American actresses, you know, to play leading roles. I mean, it's pretty much been 40 years since, you know, at least on network television that an African American woman led a show, and actually in this month's Essence, there's this story called The Scandal Effect, and it's showing all the different African-American women that are playing lead roles on television. Of course, I opened up the magazine, and I was very honored to have been included in that.
Yay!
You know?
Yay!
Yay!
Woo!
You know, and it's just a wonderful season. It's a wonderful time right now, I think, in entertainment. I think we're definitely in a renaissance period. And I'm excited to be working with these two titans, Oprah and
exactly.
Tyler.
You wanted to work
on
with
this
Oprah
show,
for a
Loving
long
You
time.
Is Wrong.
Exactly. So these dreams are being realized as you're speaking them, as you're just telling us who you want to work with next. We know it's going to happen very soon, you know? So we're excited. All right, we have a caller on the line, Edwina, who'd like to address some of the points we were just making. Terry Gilmore, thank you so much for calling in. Terry, what's your question or comment?
Yes, good morning. I was really interested in what you guys were talking about earlier about men when they propose. And, you know, from a Christian perspective, it's really important that men understand what is behind the proposal. Because when you propose to a woman, what you're basically saying to her is that you are willing to cover her. And that's a whole lot more than just putting a ring on her finger. That's protecting her, that's providing for her, that's keeping her safe. To me, the only question that a man should ever ask prior to proposal is, what's your ring size? And ideally, I'm serious.
Woo!
Ideally,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, seriously, you get that. Ideally from family members. And for crying out loud, if you're not willing to have a ring in a box and get down on one knee in a nice setting, then I don't really know what you're doing. Yep. Men have forgotten who God created us to be, which are gentlemen. And we have completely
Terry.
And totally neglected the reality of what women are, which are ladies. God created you all to be the ultimate helpmate for us. You don't take a helpmate and treat it like garbage.
Nuh-uh.
Prior to marriage, during the engagement, and certainly during marriage. And, you know, my goal, among other things in life, is to try to help men rediscover who and what they are. Because it's not enough for one person to be successful. I don't want to be the only gentleman on the face of the planet. I'm sick and tired of hearing these stories from women about being treated this way. That is not a proposal. You need to
Thank
come.
You, Terry.
Seriously, your paper needs to be in order. You need to have some sort of home or apartment, some sort of residence. You need to be able to take care of that woman.
But the question is, should the woman buy the home? That's the question. Should the woman buy the home, hoping that you will get your act together and you'll both move
no.
in eventually?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not, because that is the second most important decision that you're going to make. After getting saved, after getting right with God, and I understand love and all the warm fuzzies, but love is a verb. It's an action. It is not just feelings. God doesn't come to us with love and then hope that things work out okay. He gave us Christ, okay?
Well, thank
there
you
is
very
power.
Much. We appreciate
your comments. Wow, that was so powerful. Thanks for calling in. That was so powerful. I'm like, are you teaching or speaking anywhere soon?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
I would love to come. I would love
Terry
to invite a whole bunch
truth,
of people.
Terry was speaking that truth, though. He was speaking
that
truth.
He brought it. He brought it.
He
saying
it.
You know, I love what he said, too, because I felt like, I mean, there were so many things he said that were key and just paramount. But one of the things he said was, you know, it's a part of the man's responsibility to cover the woman. And I think for a lot of us women, because we want to be married so much, we're like, well, I'll cover you. Come on.
The devil
on.
Is a liar.
I'll
the devil is a liar.
And I'll cover you.
Ooh.
But the question is he willing to cover me? And I think that that's an area where a lot of times we as women can compromise, right, what we expect from the man and even allowing the man to step fully into his position as our covering.
That just hit me, Edwina. Talking about I'm trying to cover him. No.
Right.
That's not our
We gonna
role,
need a part two.
Calm down. With you trying to cover the man.
You know,
calm
but
down.
These are the kinds
no,
of conversations
I said we're gonna need
to
a part two
every week. Like people are watching the show, and it's you know, and it fosters conversation, and that's what I love about it. You know what I mean? It's like when it comes to relationships, there's so much. There's so much that sometimes we don't talk about. And that's why I think we get our hearts broken over and over and over, or end up making, you know, foolish decisions or choices, because a lot of times we may not even have somebody to talk about it with or to see it and then say, oh, my gosh, this is happening to me too. You know, and so to be able to experience that and then and be surrounded. And let me tell you something. They are lighting it up on Twitter.
conversation.
You just go to that hashtag if loving you is wrong and start scrolling. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to check right now.
Oh, my goodness. They are lighting it up on Tuesday night.
There you go. Well, Edwina, one of the things that you know, as a life coach, you know, a lot of conversations I have with people are about, you know, overcoming obstacles, you know, learning from life and being able to rise up, you know, even though there's ashes around, being able to rise up above that. Tell us this is kind of two part, right? How are you making a difference from your perspective, right, in the world of TV and film? But then also, you know, what are some lessons, life lessons that you've learned that would just help somebody coming up? You know, some of the struggles that you've been able to overcome, and what kind of maybe one or two nuggets, life lessons, or one or two perspectives that you can leave people with to encourage them on their journey as well?
That's an excellent question. Well, I actually have an organization called AbundantLifeU.org, which is Abundant Life University. The website is www.abundantlifeu.org, and we travel around the country. In fact, I'm about to be speaking in New York next week, actually, next Friday. I'll be speaking to artists in New York. But we travel all over the country and do inspirational workshops, motivational workshops. We do arts training, you know, and it's really important to me to, A, see people walking in their purpose. You know, a lot of times, especially in our generation as millennials, you know, you could be 30 and 35, like, what am I supposed to do with my life? You know, I'm 25, I've been out of school for 5 years, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? I need direction, I need guidance, you know, and so that's a big part of what we do, you know, a lot of just hand-holding, coaching, training, you know, speaking, and just really pouring out, because I went through that journey. You know, coming out of college, I spent 3 concentrated years just studying purpose, studying vision, praying, you know, just really devoting myself to what is my life going to be, and going to God, and also, you know, executing different principles. And it's funny because now all the things that I'm living are things that I wrote out years ago. That I said, I want to be an actress. I'm going to be in Hollywood. I'm going to do stage. I'm going to do film. I'm going to write. You know, I'm going to get married. I'm going to be married by this age. And all these different things have come to pass. And so we just really teach and empower people how to do that. And then also as far as the art training, you know, what I found is that a lot of people want to be artists. They want to be actors, actresses, musicians, you know, I mean, it goes on and on, producers, but many people haven't necessarily had the access as far as the tools and the training. So a lot of people don't exactly know, where do I begin, where do I start? I know I want to get into the industry, but I don't know how. And so we do a lot of work with artists one-on-one and in, you know, and in large audiences with regards to that. And really our community work ties directly into the entertainment work, because the way that I feel is that when more and more people come into the professional industry that know their purpose, that know their calling, that are equipped in excellence, you know, then we will continue to see the landscape of entertainment change, right? A lot of people kind of complain about entertainment and, you know, and say all kinds of things, but I feel like if more and more people who are inspired, who are positive, who are very aware of why they've been called or chosen, enter into the entertainment industry, you know, we're going to just keep seeing this revolutions take place, this renaissance take place. You know, I really think that now's the time for excellent role models. You know, like never before, the entertainment industry is very influential. You know, it just is. You know, if somebody says, well, I'm on TV, it doesn't matter in what capacity. It's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my
God.
All of a sudden, you have a voice.
Yep.
You know, and I think that, and that's one of the things that I try to do within the industry is use my platform in a meaningful way.
That's fine.
You know, in a meaningful way, not just, follow me on Twitter, although I do want y'all to follow me on Twitter at Athena Finley.
Yes. I love it.
You know,
girl,
but having meaningful things to say,
right.
You know, and
right.
share with people when you do have the chance to encounter them. And that's something that's really valuable and important for me. And
okay.
yeah,
really
and
quick,
that's one of the
know,
ways
we don't
that I
have
try
much,
to make a difference.
We don't have much time left. So really quickly, I just want you to tell us what's coming up for you. You said you're going to be in New York. You're also coming out with a movie very soon. Opposite Kevin Hart.
I do. I actually have three movies slated right now. One is called Free Indeed, and it's the true story of a young woman with two children, and her oldest child is autistic, and she literally goes on this journey to receive a miracle healing for her child.
Wow.
Really, 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 just beautiful and heart-wrenching movie at the same time. Another one is a huge comedy called Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, and I'm playing Kevin Hart's wife, and super hilarious. It's a Warner Brothers picture that they're releasing in March. And then I have one movie in pre-production called All the Children Are Insane. So yeah, 2015 is shaping up to be a pretty busy
you
season
go,
for
girl.
Me on the
awesome.
TV show and also on the feature side. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, and you're coming to New York.
You and all of the engagements that we're doing.
Right. Can we find out about your engagement in New York on your website?
That actually, I just received that invitation this week. So it's not on the website yet.
Okay.
But that is going to be for actually an off-Broadway theater company called Atlantic Theater Company that was founded by David Mamet and William H. Macy for the NYU students there, their whole acting program. So I'm excited to work with the artists there. And then in Hollywood, if anybody's in LA, I'm going to be speaking at the Ascend Conference October 11th, and also the Hollywood, there's an organization called the Hollywood Prayer Network that's having a wonderful conference October 3rd through the 5th, and I'll be speaking there as well.
So,
if you follow
girl.
Me on Twitter or just send us an email, info@abundantlifeview.org. You know, we can make sure that listeners have all the information.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time with us this morning here, Edwina Findlay Dickerson. You can watch her on Tuesdays on OWN on If Loving You Is Wrong. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. All right. Well, we thank you. And we God bless you in all of your endeavors. You are going
to. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Amen. And if you need an extra. Right.
Let us know. Congratulations on this awesome, you know awesome program and
Woo.
Network.
Amen. Amen. But if you need some extras, Edwina, just let us know. Call me. I will come on.
Fly
I
on down
be...
to Georgia. We'll take care of you.
Listen,
that's
I'm
right.
coming. I was there 3 years. I'm coming. I will be there. I'll be like the security guard at the when he comes back from Haiti and he don't want to come in the house. I'll stop the, you know, I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen. Don't,
you'll
whatever
be on the
you
porch
need.
Waiting.
I'll be on the porch waiting. Oh.
I love it.
Your sidekick, girl. Your sidekick. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of our program, and thank you so much for listening to us on The Naked Truth. We'll be back next month with a new show, and hopefully Toby and Tasha can join us again then. It's just awesome when they're on. They're like, they just add so much spice. Sriracha.
That's how we roll. That's how we do things.
And brightness. And brightness. And brightness.
Seriously.
Toby brings brightness.
Oh,
and I bring
the
laugh.
And everything.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time, I'll see you guys at the Go Caribbean Expo on Monday and Tuesday, and I'll see you guys next month on The Naked Truth. Ta-ta!
Ciao.
Blessings. What shall I play for us to go out? I should play a song that we all like. Oh, yes, there's an abandoned song that I do want to play by Christina Alicia. It's just, I haven't played it in a long time. And I love her voice so much. If I can get it, here we go. Christina Alicia, Totally Abandoned.
Do it.
Ta-ta, guys. Have a great weekend.
Love you much, you guys. Mwah.
Bye-bye.
Pull it.